Financial services and banking organizations are at the start of a great unwinding and a remaking of their products and services. This is much like the automobile, oil, and every enterprise that caters to the original American icon and the lure of an open road. Hello, and welcome to the second installment of the podcast series created around my new book, Beyond the Technology Traps, why FSBOs, that is financial services and banking organizations, are you prepared to compete in a consumer-dominated world that requires more than technology and checking a box? My name is Mark D'Angelo, and with my co-author, Rick Grant, we created a framework for change that any enterprise working within and across most functions of finance, stock exchanges, or retail purchasing can benefit from. In this series of audio and video segments, we talk about the current events, for example, channel directions, strategic changes, and operating challenges, and why the FSBO leaders continue to fall into the trappings of believing that the selection and implementation of a competitive technology will solve all their problems. But we know from experience and research that these hopes are often misplaced panaceas, leading to lost market opportunities, multi-year declines, and shattered careers. Today, we will very briefly be discussing why we believe FSBOs will soon face a similar fate that the current vast and varied automobile industry is currently undergoing. There are similar parallels in how the consumer-driven, multi-trillion dollar set of global industries supporting hundreds of millions of automobiles is set to be disintermediated and the model of operation destroyed over the next decade. These lessons to be learned are in an industry that rivals the totality of FSBOs in terms of investments and market presence. They have supply chains that span the world, and they partner and outsource with those providing components to their solution. As mentioned, we are talking about the automobile industry and every other industry that supports initial delivery, operational components, including the oil and gas industry, and even the vast number of service centers charging everything from a spark plug to a tire to a transmission. Each and every one are now in the process of destroying their business models because of innovation, and more importantly, because the consumer tells them that this is what they want and will purchase. As examples, you can look at the recent pronouncements from countries such as Germany, Great Britain, France, the Norwegian countries, and most recently China, all setting mandates that within 20 years the combustion engine will be banned. What this says and does for automobile manufacturers, oil companies, parts makers, shipping companies, pipeline firms, and anything that goes into making and supporting and running a combustion engine is that your old models of operation and servicing a customer are obsolete. A few facts surrounding the alternatives. For instance, electric cars and the alternative fuel secondarily will likely require 40% less labor, be easier to repair, boost electrical demand, and cut perhaps 500,000 jobs within 10 years at the current production levels. Even automobile manufacturers such as Daimler and Volkswagen have signed up to the radical destruction of their global business models. As the CEO of Daimler said, in-house production is almost irrelevant to the consumer. One analyst, Richard Windsor, stated the obvious for this industry consumer and environmental revolution, saying, vehicle manufacturers are queuing up to announce their commitment to electric vehicles, but at the same time, they may be cheering for their own demise. The parallels can be seen in conclusions drawn when it comes to traditional FSBOs and their decade of rebuilding since the Great Recession. Why they have consolidated customers to a greater density than ever thought probable, for example, the Big Five now controlling 50% of the market, the consumers are embracing rapidly fintech solutions that are on their mobile phones. The result is that those leaders burned in the fires of FSBO restructuring and regulations back in 2007 to 2009 now face a challenging market where they are seemingly angry at the very individuals, that is consumers, who support their margins today. We can see this in J.P. Morgan and Chase CEO going on a bluster against cyber currencies and then, as a matter of fact, supporting blockchain sometime in the near future, which many large banks hold patents secured since 2010. Perhaps it is a bit insecure to complain, at the very least, about advancements to what was viewed as a front to secure additional time to compete. So as the automobile industry segments now seem to be on a collision course to destroy their models and their finely honed supply chains, FSBOs face a similar set of supply chain woes in the next few years. For FSBOs, they have recovered, like the automobile industry post-Great Recession. Yet unlike the automobile industry, there has not been a single defining catalyst for change. However, for the FSBOs, there have been a series of incremental catalysts which have materially changed their delivery solutions, their future offerings, and their profit models. FSBOs just have not linked all the dots together to create a new picture or mosaic of what they are facing. There's a great more that can be said, but we are out of time. As we reach the end of the podcast, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. It means a lot to Rick and myself. If you want additional information on the range of topics discussed in our new book, go to www.mpdl2c.com and follow the links. On the site, you will find additional information, articles, and papers, along with contact information. If you want a copy of our new book, it is available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback formats. The Kindle is actually free for Prime members. Thanks again, and have an outstanding week.